Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Give me the update.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Dirt. We want the dirt.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Did you want to tell me something?
Ashton Kutcher's kids aren't getting his money, or not a lot of it anyway. He says his kids are living a really privileged life and they don't even know it. Yeah. By the way, he has an estimated net worth of $200 million, Ashton Kutcher. His parenting approach isn't unlike that of... it's not unlike other celebrities out there. Elton John, Sting, Simon Cowell have all said they don't plan to leave their kids vast amounts of money and instead prioritize teaching them the value of hard work and a dollar earned. Bill Gates, he is leaving his kids $10 million each. He has three children. He has $108 billion net worth. Wow. Yeah. And Bill Gates says you get $10 million. Do what you can with that.
Oh, that's still amazing.
It's amazing. You can build a business with that. You can, so many opportunities out there.
Yes.
But I love this.
Yes.
I really do. You know, things, it's actually detrimental to people to have things handed to them. So,
yeah.
This is a good thing.
You want to stoke that fire that's inside, or at least want to start it.
Yeah.
So they want to do their own thing and get something going. Now, let's hope Mila Kunis feels the same way. Mama.
Exactly. Mama. Yes. Speaking of mamas, Kourtney Kardashian actually is taking a hiatus, a break from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's not going to be on the show because she wants to focus on her family. And after she made that announcement, she went to Wyoming, the most desolate state of all. And she posted on her Instagram, of course, because that is a business where she can sustain, a living there. So, she's just been saying, this is all I need, on her Instagram with pictures of her kids. So,
nice.
You know, that's good for her. I think she needed to walk away at this point for a while. There's been some really harsh fighting in the last season or so between her and Kim and Kourtney. Chloe. Chloe and Kim have kind of ganged up on Kourtney. I feel like I don't watch it all the time, but all the stories that we hear.
She's like, stories. I don't need to do this.
No, and you know what? Her kids are probably, speaking of raising children who are good citizens and wanting to do their own thing and teaching them good values, they're probably seeing a lot of this because they're the oldest of the clan, at least.
Yeah, they are.
The kids.
You're right, because she's 40 now, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The People's Choice Awards were on last night.
Yes.
Some of the winners, we have Pink was had the People's Champion Award. Gwen Stefani got the Fashion Icon Award.
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston was the People's Icon. Avengers Endgame really swept. I mean, it just got so many awards. The movie of 2019. It also got the action movie of 2019. And then a lot of the stars were on that list as well.
We can thank Scorsese and all of the haters out there.
I know. I love that.
Yeah. It's not a film.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. It's ridiculous.
The people have spoken.
Yes, they have. All right. And actually, they got over 1 billion votes, which I'm like, really?
Whoa.
I wonder if they're counting, like, if someone logs in and they vote in 10 categories, it has to be.
Vote.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear anybody talking about voting, did you?
Mm-mm.
I've never voted.
No, we didn't vote either, so.
Oh, well, we are too busy for that. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
You learned so much cool stuff.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Come back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Lightsabers up, everybody. Good morning. And welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. And My Talk... Dawn, stop swinging. That lightsaber is going to
hit
somebody.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're just swinging around.
Whoa.
I was perusing the pastry cabinet.
It's a light show in here. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, you got two out. Whoa.
Seven out. Dawn can work two of them at the same time.
You know I can. That's
show.
Right.
That's right, girl.
Whoa,
that's right.
Whoa. I don't know where to look.
Crap, Dawn!
Championship! Woo!
She's so skilled. 706, raise your glass, take a sip of your refreshing morning beverage, and cheers, especially on this Veterans Day, to the fine men and women, America's finest of the armed services. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Happy Veterans Day.
And their families.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a toast to my favorite veteran, my dad.
Yes,
I'm going to call him today. 21 years as a Marine.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Both my grandfathers served too. I never got the pleasure of meeting them, but that's a big reason why my mom's family came from the Philippines, because he fought in World War II and they jumped in a helicopter and they settled in San Diego. They left everything behind and.
Yeah.
Here we are.
All right.
Very much so, yeah. And Dawn, because sometimes you don't, you hear people say to veterans, even like on a random day of the week, when you meet a veteran, thank you so much for your service, or thank you. And I was always uncomfortable with that for some reason. And you said you were reading something that not all veterans like that.
That's right.
Yeah. When you brought this up this morning, I was like, "Oh, thank goodness!" Because I want to know what to say that's respectful. I don't want to offend or make anybody uncomfortable, especially if there's a group of people you don't want to make uncomfortable. It's veterans, for heaven's sake.
Yes. So, 91% of people say this expression: "Thank you for your service." 49% of active and former members of the armed services feel uneasy with the expression. Here's the reason. They say, I feel uncomfortable when civilians say thank you for your service because I don't know what to say back. They also said that they feel like it's a very blanket statement that isn't personal. And so they would rather you say, and this is 49%, that's nearly half. So why take the risk? They say they want to see you show your appreciation in additional ways. Than just saying this simple phrase. And something you can do is to say, where were you? Where did you serve? And what job did you do? And then if you want to say thank you, but the phrase thank you for your service is just very generic. It's like if you work at Chick-fil-A and you have to say, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
It doesn't feel special.
So take an interest in their story about their time in the military.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Maybe it isn't positive. Maybe they want to share that with you.
Yeah.
You know? And you're not really allowing them to do that. You're just assuming that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know? But maybe they want to talk about how they feel like, well, my benefits aren't really working out. Or, you know, you have to engage with them as a person. And
yes.
So, I know that we'll probably get a lot of tweets or emails saying, I don't mind if people say that. Well, that is, that's great.
Half
but it looks like half aren't. So let's be a little bit more careful about, how we approach them. My dad was in the Navy for years. He's passed away, but he's buried in the military cemetery. And, it's just beautiful to go there and see. These are all over the place. It really gives an impact when you look out across this beautiful lake and you see all of the white, all of the white headstones.
Yeah. My father was in the Air Force and in the mid 80s. And I lost my dad in 03, but I think of him on this day as well. So happy Veterans Day, everybody. And I'm glad, Dawn, I'm glad you read that article because now that's much more comfortable. I like to know that because I can engage in a different way because I get it. What do you say after that? It's just like, oh, well, thank you. It's like.
Well, a lot of them, too. I think you can kind of almost read it just in that, like, if they're in their uniforms walking around today, I think it's pretty safe to say thank you. You know, because they're putting it out there like, hey, I served, you know, kind
of
thing.
Good point.
And some, you don't know by looking at them, you know, obviously, but even if you, you know, in passing, I mean, of course, if there's time to ask, you know, those questions, you know, how did you serve? Where did you serve? I think that's great. But just to even just a smile or a nod, just to say thank you.
Some acknowledgement.
I hope that wouldn't be offensive. I hope that they realize that it's, coming from a good place.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any type of acknowledgement, I would hope they would acknowledge as a good. It's a good thing. So
and
happy
veterans, too. There's a lot of free things for you today. Oh, so you take advantage. You have served our country well. Also, the families serve as well. So if you know a military family, make sure you thank them as well if they're open to it. I guess that now we have to say that.
MC's dad was telling me that he's planned out going around where he's going to eat for free today.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
He's like, yep, I'm going here. I'm going here. Then I'm going here. I can go to the any location I want for there, so I might eat twice at this restaurant. I'm like, you get it. I love it.
So good. I know. Lex, do you have, you mentioned it, do you have a list in front of you? Is that why, do
I'm
you
sure
know
I can
the places?
Easily,
No. I didn't mean to put you in a spot. I didn't know if you were looking at a list when you said that. But
oh, no, I just
there
know
there are a ton
that,
of places. Yeah.
You know, my folks live in San Diego, and there's two big bases there. And so, yeah, my dad does the same thing. He's like, ooh, where are we going to go today? You know, my mom's got her military ID, too. So she's like, yeah, we're going to go get some free things here. So
that's right.
Yeah, lots of free food. So and Starbucks too. You can get a free tall cup of coffee.
I know Green Mill.
Yes,
they do very well with this. And then a White Castle. I know you can go through the drive-thru even.
Yeah,
love that.
You get a free combo meal number 1 through 6.
Yeah.
And White Castle. Oh yeah, Red Robin,
hey.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Dunkin' Donuts is also giving away some free, coffee and donut. Ooh.
Well, just Google that up there, veterans, take advantage
this
of it today.
This list is
massive,
going and going and going. So
Much deserved, much deserved. We're going to take a break when we come back. Talk about the weekend, plus good news, you know, a great story. Sometimes, you know, we have to deliver just ick news. I have a story of good people helping good people when we return. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Ferris wheels are horrible. I'm Jace with Alex and Don McClain.
What's your beef with Ferris wheels? When did this happen?
Well, girl, you know I don't like heights. I don't like Ferris wheels. I don't like my feet dangling. No.
What about the sky glider at the fair?
Hell no.
You don't want to go see the panties on the roof or anything?
I love going. That's my favorite thing to do there.
I know it is. But no, girl, have you ever been on that with me?
Yeah.
Once, and I was drunk.
We did it. That's why I'm saying. I know we did it.
And I was drunk.
You and I, because Adele refused, remember?
Yes.
And
no,
you can't rock the, you cannot rock it. You stay still.
No, I don't
like
it.
That was the rule.
I do not, fun fact. Obviously, I go to Disney. Obviously, I love rides. But Jason does not do things where my feet dangle and I'm not securely locked in. Now, if it's a roller coaster, a professional roller coaster, not some crap like at the Waka Waka State Fair. No, I mean
of fill in the city or
the
town.
Taste of Waka Waka, Washington. My gay ass ain't getting on a roller coaster. Like, oh, let's go on the Mad Mouse. No, look at Henry over there. Does Henry look like he should be running that roller coaster? No.
Henry doesn't want to be here.
Henry just came back from his smoke break and does not look like he read the manual for this thing.
Can Henry read?
Yeah, I'm not going on this ride.
You know what ride I used to love at Taste of Whatever is the Gravitron.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
now
yeah.
I just look at it and I feel sick.
That's the thing that spins, right?
Yes. And because the gravity, you know, the what you're leaning against, they go up and down. Is that padded wall, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I used to love to go on that.
Sucks you up against the wall.
Yep.
You know what I'm going to say next, Lex? I'm going to do this carefully because we are a breakfast show. But whenever I think of the Gravitron, I think of my cousins.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Dan, who is basically my brother. Our moms are sisters. Both of us are only children. He's 7 years older than I am. We were raised together. He's my older brother. And he was taking his, I joke about this, he was taking his bitch husband, Chad. I love you, Chad. He was taking Chadley on the Gravitron. And Chadley, like me, didn't want to get on this. And he's like, nah, I don't want to get on this. I don't want to get on this. And Stan convinced him to go on. So as he's going on, this girl is walking around this fair, wherever they were, the city festival, whatever. This girl is walking around with a clamshell takeout container of takeout of leftovers from the Olive Garden. And in this clamshell takeout is Alfredo, fettuccine Alfredo. So Stan, when he tells the story, and I got to tell you, when he told us this, I was laughing so hard because Chad was so miserable already. I was laughing so hard, I did get an instant headache. So Chad's like, here we are. I don't want to go on this ride. Stan convinces me, and I'm watching this girl in line devour this takeout container of fettuccine Alfredo. They get on the ride, and they put this girl next to Chad. And the ride starts going. The ride starts going. The ride starts going. And you know how this ends. Fettuccine Alfredo all over everybody.
Everybody. Gosh.
Yeah, including Chad, which I...
Were they screaming during the ride?
Because it's Chad hitting was
your
funny.
Face and the smell alone.
Chad was like, oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! She's vomiting! And that's what... Oh God, that hurts my throat. Anyway, but... That's Lex. Thank you for saying that, because that's what we were. We were in the bar when he's telling the story, and I'm not joking when I say I fell on the floor. I was on the floor like holding my stomach because I was like, because I can hear Chad, like he's describing how he's screaming on the Gravitron. She's vomiting! Stop the ride! She's vomiting!
Did they stop the ride?
No, because you know, think about those fair rides. They pump that music in.
Oh, they can't hear so
all the lights. It's like a rave in there.
They thought he was singing along.
No, yeah. They couldn't hear the thump over the thumpa thumpa.
Oh.
They just thought Chad was singing along, but no, he's screaming that this girl is just continuing, and she wasn't stopping. It was just ongoing. She's vomiting Alfredo.
Who takes that risk? If you have any potential to throw up, why are you walking around with pasta? A creamy pasta.
And there's
a more basic question. Why are you bringing Olive Garden takeout into the Waka Waka City Fest? You know what I mean? Or wherever the hell you were. I don't know.
Ew. So that's food's flying while the Gravitron's going.
Yeah.
What happens afterward? Did they all like?
Oh, they had to go home.
Did she have to clean it up? Did she?
Well, no.
Think he was sorry.
Well, yeah, she apologized, but you know,
my gosh.
But Chad had Alfredo. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Ew.
I laughed. I'm just saying, poor Chad. Sick. Again, barely wanted to go on the ride. He goes on the ride, and what happens? He gets Alfredo.
He got Alfredo
all over. He got Alfredo'd. Oh,
ew,
gosh.
You're in like one of those human salad tossers.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And I just love that, you know, again, they couldn't hear through the thumpa thumpa. You know, Chad screaming at the top of his lungs to stop the ride. But no, nope.
Ew.
Henry, back from a smoke break, thought, you know, that Chad was just singing along.
Oh, they're having fun in there in the Gravitron. Yeah.
Stop the ride. She's vomiting Alfredo.
Ew.
Oh, God. Ew. I love it. I love it so much. I really, really do. Hey, excuse me, I've turned my mic off there so I could cough. Mm-hmm. Still, the cough's almost over. I got to tell you, everybody's suggestions. Oh, I have two thanks here before we take a break. Two little personal thanks. First, thanks to all the My Talkers that sent me various coughing remedies. I got to tell you, that woman who works at the Mayo that told me to do a combination of ibuprofen and Flonase, basically keeping my nose ways clear. That seemed to do it, girl. This was much shorter. This was my cough had a shorter lifespan than usual. So Ooh. Thank you, everybody. Something worked. I don't know what worked, but something worked. Also, Dawn and Lex are gonna laugh here a little bit. Thank you to everyone that I saw this weekend. Thank you for your support. I look forward to welcoming Alexis very soon. Wink, wink. And, but it really meant a lot. It meant a lot to see some familiar faces, Dawn included. And, I can't say it enough. It meant a tremendous amount. I cried. I have no more. My tear ducts need to be refilled. I cried a lot. I cried a lot this weekend for family reasons. Good reasons, everybody. Good reasons.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No. Good of like appreciation and just. And if you go to my Instagram, everybody, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But I just want to say thank you to B. Arthur as well. B was there, and then a funny like, oh, Jason, yeah, you know, when you do something big. I'm such a dope. You invite people to stuff and then you always forget people by accident. And then you hear from those people and you just feel awful. Some people fell through the cracks but you guys know how that is. My mind was jelly and I forgot a few people to invite and I felt awful. So, anyway, y'all, everyone listening can relate. You throw a party or something and there's always someone that you forget and you're like, oh, and then you hear from that person and you feel like you were just vomited on with Alfredo, So anyway,
congratulations. It was a big weekend and yes. I look forward to partaking in the fun.
I look forward to partooking with you. Yeah, there we go.
Hey, I also saw too, there's a new addition to the family.
I was gonna say my final thanks. Yes, I want to say congratulations to my brother-in-law Leo and his wife Heidi. They are brand new first-time parents. The little boy was delivered on Saturday morning and his name is Finnan. Finnan, Finnan, which I love. It's a very unique name. I love it. So yeah. Finnan Fitzgerald is his name. So a beautiful baby. We saw him yesterday. I held the baby. I wasn't scared, Lex.
Oh, good.
I was frightened at first because I don't like when babies cry when I hold them. So
and they're so little.
They're very, this baby, Lex. But I felt like I wanted to open my mouth and just bite the baby a little bit. But just
it's
a little
real.
Bit.
Cute aggression.
I wanted to chew on him a little bit, but I couldn't, you know, just.
I saw a baby in Tarjay and I've had real chubby cheeks. And I was like, don't you just want to kiss those cheeks?
Yeah, I did. I opened my mouth. I'm like, who am I, Alexis? I want to bite the baby. And but then I closed my mouth. I didn't think Leo would like it if I bit his baby. So So
even if
anyway.
You ask, they probably don't think that's a good idea.
Probably not the best idea, Lex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So congratulations to Leo and Heidi. Thanks to my Talk family and everyone that came out to support me this weekend. Go to my Instagram. You'll know why. And much love to y'all. 7:29. We're going to take a break when we come back. A heartwarming story of good people helping other good people. Plus, Megyn Kelly scores a big interview with who? You'll find out when we return.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from Sarah. Why is it that oysters never contribute to charity? Because they're shellfish.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Forgot about that one.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Shellfish. Oh,
this feels about as good as being thrown up on the Gravitron.
Yeah. Don, do you feel like you have Alfredo on your face?
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Everything Entertainment. Everything Alfredo. I'm Jace with Lex and Don McClain. Thank you so much for being here.
You're the best.
I have a cute story. You know, sometimes we bring you gross stories like the Gravitron story. Sometimes we bring you sad stories like Lex's animal stories used to be really sad sometimes.
They got better, though. They did.
Rarely.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, and so this owl attacked this boy, and then...
Yeah. Anyway, but this is just an all-around good story at the Waffle House. That's right. At the Waffle House, this story took place. So this Waffle House was in Birmingham, Alabama. And one night around 12:30, this was a couple days ago, the restaurant had one employee who showed up. And all at once, the Waffle House became inundated with customers.
That is prime Waffle House time.
Ooh.
So everyone starts coming in, and there's one dude.
Oh, my gosh.
One dude in there.
He's serving and greeting and hosting and cooking.
Yeah.
Oh,
and man. All of a sudden, one guy, a customer wearing a blue shirt, was sitting at the bar, looked at the employee. I believe the employee's name was Ben. Looked at Ben, and within seconds, the guy sitting at the bar walked behind the counter, put on an apron, and started washing dishes.
Wow.
And then when that guy did it, more customers got up, put on aprons, and started bussing tables. A woman in a pair of high heels and a strapless dress started cleaning up the joint, serving orders, making coffee, and
they're all drunk.
Yeah, I was gonna say, she's like,
"That's all right.
Where am I?"
And she feel good.
She wanted coffee, so she made some for everyone.
That's yes. Sweet.
So I just thought that is really. That's a good story.
Wow. Now, how does that happen? There's only just, were people sick that day or
communication mix up. Yes.
Oh, yeah. People relief. In that job overnight. It's thankless. Yeah. You know, they're getting minimal tips from people. I have been in many a Waffle House after the bar, you know, in my years. Mm-hmm. And it is packed, you know?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And it just takes Munchy one time. Person. I hate to be all touchy-feely, but that guy going, I'm going to do something about this. People see that and lead by example.
Yep.
So if you're a kid out there, you know, you can do this at school. Not with the cafeteria ladies, but you know what I mean. If there's a situation where you feel like, I'm going to help, just do it.
Well, like we said at the beginning of the school year, that story of that kid, it takes one kid looking at another kid that's maybe a little awkward for any reason, you know, maybe they dress differently than a lot of kids. Maybe they just have a different speaking style. If you notice they're sitting alone at the lunch in the lunchroom, go sit by them. It makes a huge difference. It really does. And look at this guy. He made a huge difference. He got up. That probably led to the evening gown woman getting up, which then led to the drunk hipster getting up, you know, and then before you know
spreads. It really does.
Yes. Pat Warner, the PR director for Waffle House, said, quote, we had two associates scheduled to leave. However, due to a mix up, the relief did not show up promptly. Some customers came behind the counter to help who cooked and served the food. The customers bus tables. We loved for him to fill out an application and possibly officially join our team, she says, of the guy with the blue shirt. She's also said, we appreciate the customer's efforts. However, we prefer to have our associates behind the counter. Our concept works best when we serve the customer and not the other way around. But this was an incredible sense of community. Aww. She's right about that. Yeah. So, it's very nice. I thought that was good for a Monday morning.
Village. Yeah. We don't hear a lot of that, you know?
No, we don't.
There was a kid that passed out at GalaxyCon over the weekend, which is not good, of course. But people were just walking around him, just continuing to shop.
What?
Yeah, they're just.
No,
are you kidding, Lex?
Oh, I'm not kidding, guys. Not kidding.
And what's really quick because I have more questions.
Yeah.
Remind folks what the GalaxyCon is.
Oh, it was a big Comic-Con over the weekend at the convention center, and it was huge. Lots of people came, and it was just a lot of fun. But yeah, that was.
Well, they were walking around him, Lex.
Yeah, and granted, his mom was there to help, but you know, they didn't really give any space, and it just
people come on
yeah
gotta get my William Shatner autograph.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there was, that was, so to hear that, that's fantastic.
Oh, that's just gross. Yeah. Come on, people. Shatner's still going to be there.
Yeah, help your stuff isn't that, it's no. His stuff.
Yeah, it'll be there. Mm-hmm. Oh, but on a positive note, we'll talk more about it a little bit later, but who was your favorite person that you encountered, Lex, at GalaxyCon?
Ooh, there were a lot of people.
I know. Give me one that floats to the surface. One encounter that you loved.
Well, there were a lot of cool cosplay that I saw, but the one guy that I went to the panel and saw him use the voice of Kermit the Frog, Steve Whitmore, he was really fun to meet, and he had soft, long, beautiful hair.
Listen to her.
And it was just...
How do you know it was soft?
Yeah, Lex, did you touch him?
I didn't touch it, but it looked really... Well, you know, I did not. I thought about it.
Look at her face. Did she touch it? What did she?
I didn't touch him.
She did not touch him.
No, but I did think about it. But he had some really fun stories. You know, he worked for and with Jim Henson since he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
Doing old school puppeteering. And so just talking to him about some of those memories, that was really fun. And then to see the panel, I thought that was really cool. My husband was geeking out over Sergeant Slaughter. In the WWE and based on a G.I. Joe character, he got in a headlock with him, or he headlocked Don Hell, and so he was very excited about that.
Oh, so good.
And Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek, too.
Uhura.
Yes, and George Takei was there, too, but it was great to see her because, you know, she's... This might be one of her... I think she has one more con planned, I think, in May, and then after that, she said she was done.
I have a friend who loves Star Trek. Well, several. We used to do Star Trek Live. And so we had a group that would just do, like, act out, like, with the script, the old shows. Yeah. And everybody would go. It was so much fun.
Cool.
They used to do it with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, too. But so anyway, this guy's a super fan, knows everything about Star Trek. And he actually made her a bracelet. And gave it to her at a meet and greet once. And she was so kind to him and just thanked him so much. And then he would see pictures of her and she was wearing the bracelet. Like at other events and stuff. And so she really did mean how thankful she was for the homemade bracelet. And she would wear it to other conventions. And he was just so excited about that. She's wearing my bracelet. Oh, God.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
So sweet.
I love that.
It's good to hear when they're good to their fans.
Yep, you know, exactly. Mm-hmm. 7:43. We're going to take a break, everybody. When we come back, Megyn Kelly's scoring a Big O interview. Plus, I am very excited to talk about a TV show. Which TV show? I will tell you when we return. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my Talk 107.1. And streaming on the internet. On my Talk 107.1.com. Don't forget to get our app, too. Search for My Talk 107.1. Wherever you find your applications.
Yeah.
I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Howdy. Howdy. Howdy ho.
Oh, hola.
Howdy ho.
Howdy.
Howdy ho.
Oh, anyway. The other funny thing over the weekend, too, we've got a lot of Malaking Susus greetings.
Oh, yes.
And I'll help got it, too.
Malaking Susus, yes.
Yeah. Yep, that just cracks me up.
What was that again, Lex? I forgot that story. Yeah. What did you say again to a random man at Costco?
I said Malaking Susus.
And what does that mean, Lex?
Nice big boobs.
Yeah. That's right,
ladies and
gentlemen.
Say, you know, hello in Tagalog, the main dialect in the Philippines, because he was definitely Filipino.
Uh-huh.
But didn't find the right words, the right folder in my brain, and said that instead, because that's how I greet my mom and my cousins sometimes, just for fun, you know?
Yeah. Have you found that folder in your brain, or is it still lost?
Magandang's, you know, actually, the best thing to say is kamusta. And that's actually easier to remember, too. It's like como esta in Spanish.
I'm going to stick with hi. You know, Dawn, how about you?
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to, or not at all.
Or no green.
Hi. Hi. you know what I'm going to stick with? Hi-de-ho.
Hi-de-ho.
Hi-de-ho, everybody.
That's probably a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what we learned from Alexis last week. Dawn, Megyn Kelly, you know, she may be off the TV, but she has a YouTube channel, which is, hey, look, we learned that's what kids want to be now. It used to be they grew up, they wanted to be TV stars. Now they want to be YouTube stars. What is she? What's Megyn Kelly doing on her YouTube?
Well, a producer, if you didn't hear the news last week, was fired for leaking Amy Robach's bombshell admission.
Yeah.
That it's all about Jeffrey Epstein. They had this story that they wanted to go public with, and they didn't get a chance to, and she was disappointed because they wanted to impress the royal family, because they had an opportunity to publicize the royal family coming to the United States, so they did not air a story. Well, Amy Robach's mic was hot at the time, and she was lamenting about how they had this great story to break about Epstein. Great. When I say great, I mean the details of his indiscretions with young women. So this producer had this stuff, and she left the network and then ended up leaking that.
Yeah.
And then subsequently was fired from her next job. So this is an interview that Megyn Kelly wanted to get, and she got it. And you will be able to see this producer. Her last name is Bianco, and she is the alleged leaker, I got to say. And her last day was October 28th. She even said, I want to thank everybody who has guided my career at ABC. I truly can't thank everyone enough for what you have done for me. It's been an amazing 3 years, and I'll miss you all so much. Keep in touch, blah, blah, blah. But then she went ahead and leaked this information and then was fired. She was fired from CBS News on Thursday because ABC told CBS she did this. So,
how do you guys feel about this? We have mixed feelings about this, or?
Well, I mean, Megyn Kelly, about Megyn Kelly interviewing her, or what she did?
I guess kind of both, but mostly, yeah, what she did. I mean, are we happy that we know this, or?
I don't know if it adds to the story. I don't know if it does anything for, you know, it doesn't help any victims.
No, that's a duh. I'm kind of with you on that.
It's really
one.
Just a slam toward ABC that they did not run with this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what practical and constructive purpose this knowledge brings.
And if she was even thinking about not only her own career, but the consequences of it, she's only 25 years old.
Yeah.
Look, am I going to watch it? Probably. I'll probably watch clips. And you know what's what's ironic is, there is a plot line happening on Apple TV's The Morning Show.
Yes.
Which is very similar to what's happening right now. Which, by the way, the fourth episode dropped over the weekend. I really like
still
it,
Still into
guys.
It, huh?
I am still into it. I am still into it. In a little bit, I teased another TV show that I wanted to tell you about. We're running against the clock right now, but I'll tell you about that at the top of the eight. But anyway, yeah, I'm still into it. It's really good. And I'll repeat this for the eighth time. Jennifer Aniston is the best part of this show. And Colin, who worships the ground that Friends walks on, he has even forgotten about Rachel. It's not one of those Tom Hanks things where when you look at Tom Hanks, it's Tom Hanks. No. Yep. Jennifer, this is not Rachel, girl. We ain't in Kansas anymore. This ain't Rachel anymore. And I don't even think about Rachel Green. That's how good Aniston is in The Morning Show.
Oh, wow. Now, one person you haven't really mentioned is Reese Witherspoon. Does it feel like it's Reese playing?
You know what, Lex? Good observation. You know why? Colin said this, too. I don't like her character.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Not yet. Look, it's four episodes in. Mm-hmm. I go back and forth on, you know what I mean? Some characters on different shows. But I don't love her. I love Jennifer. I love the side characters. I love the other people, but I don't love her right now. Mm. I love Reese.
But does she meld into her character? I mean, do you think that it's Reese playing? Okay. All right. Yeah. And that's good.
I just don't like Bradley, which is the don't snip that soundbite out. I love our Bradley, but no, Reese plays Bradley on the show and on the morning show, and I'm just not digging her character, but I am digging the show. Critics be darned with me. I was ready to hate this. I really was ready to agree with the shishi poo poo critics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I find it really well done and interesting.
Donna Valentine agrees with you.
Yeah.
She loves it.
And every episode, to me, gets better. And the TV show that I'm getting ready to talk about on the other side of this break is the same way. I'm so... I wanted to shake my... You know how you shake your iPhone and it... I wanted to shake my television like an Etch-a-Sketch and have a new episode drop from its butt. I wanted a new episode of this show to materialize so bad. That's how much I'm loving this show. And you'll find out what it is on the other side of this break. Meantime, don't forget to follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and Jason Matheson. So, go get another crumpet. Go get another glass of tea. And meet us back here right after this.